Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 90, and it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
How is it possible to juggle everything? Well, in short, it's not, so you can only do your best, and it's all about balance. Now, what do we mean when we say juggle everything? Well, everything in your life. You know the way you're floating around every day in your life and you think that you're busier than everybody else and you've got more stress than everyone else and more problems than everybody else? Well, guess what? We're all thinking that. We all think our time is more limited than other people and the stresses and struggles that we face isn't the same as other people, and some people just seem to be going around with a smile on their face and they must have it handier and they must have it easier. Well, look, we're all in the same boat, and the sooner as we realise that, the better. But it is possible to juggle everything a little bit better. Maybe not perfectly. I mean, it's a daily struggle. It's something that you're going to have to look at on a daily basis. But I tell you one way to do it. It is the boring term, time management. But a way to do it is basically, before you go to sleep, if you have pen and paper, I think it works a little bit easier. Just map out your day. Map out how you know you want your day to work out. Where you have to be, what you have to do, and squeeze the most out of your day. Squeeze the life out of your day and achieve the most that you can achieve. Now, this is a success podcast. If you're not success minded, if you're not trying to squeeze the most out of your day and squeeze the most out of your life and get the most amount done and the most amount put in and the most amount achieved, this isn't a podcast for you. You need to go over to an easier listening podcast. This is one about, you know, maximizing your effort to maximize your results. And it is possible to juggle everything, but only through proper time management. But so writing a list, writing out a timetable, where you have to be and what you have to do, and breaking it, because I mean, your goals should be broken down into smaller segments anyway, manageable segments. So you know the expression, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, as a vegetarian, I kind of object to that statement, but you understand what I mean. One bite at a time, I mean, it's such an overwhelming task, all you can move. Maybe off the cuff I'll come up with one, how do you move a mountain? One pebble at a time. Well, there's one for you. I don't know that it quite conjures up the same mental imagery. But anyway, you get what I mean. So you need to break down your large goals into smaller goals. And those smaller things should be, you know, you should be working at them and achieving them every single day. The only way to do that, and the only way to not be knocked off track with the other mundane things that need to be done, all of that stuff that you have to do for the man, you know, the man is the government, all those NCT things that you have to do for your car and the tax that you have to do, and you run around and get your TV license and pay your property tax and you do this and you do that and fill out this form and go, all of that time wasting stuff that has to be all done immediately, that's actually preventing you from doing your things, can sidetrack you. So it's important to write all of this down and to keep, obviously I'm a big believer in diaries, keep your diary. If you want to see where you're hemorrhaging time, a handy thing to do is just monitor your week. Just do 1 week out of your life, Monday to Sunday, and write down what you've done. So keep a diary just for a week, do a 1 week diary and see where you're making up time. Jot down what you did throughout your day. Be honest. You don't have to show it to anybody, but you need to be like an actuary, like an accountant on your own life, and look at it from a scientific point of view, a non-emotional way. Look at it like a scientist. Evaluating where you could maximize more time. Are you sleeping far too much? Are you partying too much? Are you just wasting time procrastinating? Are you zoning out? Are you daydreaming? Are you surfing the net? Are you just watching television? What are you doing? We all are doing stuff. We're all hemorrhaging time. We're all, you know, wasteful when it comes to to time and everything else. So it's what we try to do. Oh yeah, here's another analogy, is the airplane analogy. Another way they reckon that an airplane is literally, I don't know, this is what they say, 90% off course. So they're going in the general direction of their destination, but 90% they're pointing the nose in the wrong direction, and you have to keep adjusting it and keep getting it back on track. So kind of makes sense. 90% sounds like a lot, but you know what I mean. If the nose is pointing in the wrong direction, you just keep steering towards the right direction. If it's called steering in an airplane, I don't know. So that's what you need to do with your day. That's what you need to do with your life. Make sure that you're steering back to the direction that you want to go. And the only way to do that is by breaking your days down into manageable time slots and manageable tasks. And if you've done a Monday to Sunday audit of what a standard normal week is like, you should be able to step back and look at it in a non-judgmental way and go, right, this day I'm spending too much time doing this or that day. And then it makes it easier for you to make your own plan. You're better off doing this yourself. It's kind of a personal thing. I don't know, sharing those kind of details with other people, it can be a very personal journey. So you can do it yourself. You don't need to spend exorbitant amounts of money for an advisor to do it for you or to someone to do your time management. I believe that all this kind of stuff is in all of us anyway. I think people are, you know, get paid a gross amount of money to do what we kind of know already, and to convince us of things, you know, that we already know. I think that you can do time management. I think we innately understand the best use of our time how we're wasting time. So have a look at it. Do a weekly review. Do a Monday to Sunday review, and then every day, even if it's not physically written down, but just a mental note. Business people go to bed knowing what they want to achieve the next day. I mean, there's no point listing out 10 things. You could be listing out 3 decent sized things, but just try to, in your mind or on paper or in your phone or whatever digital device you're using, try to break down into small, manageable sections what you want to achieve. The same goes, did you listen to the podcast during the week, which is about a chill day, ha ha ha. In other words, maximize your chill days, and do the same on your Saturdays and Sundays. And you'll actually find that you can achieve more on your Saturdays and Sundays, more productive things that help you further your own life than you can Monday to Friday. So it's worth having a look at your time management. It is possible to juggle everything. You will have to constantly have a look at your time management. It is something that on a daily and a weekly basis and a monthly basis you review, because you know, life changes, other things get in the way, you have different priorities, goals changes, you have different goals. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully you get on top of things and you feel a little bit more in control of your life, which ultimately makes us overachievers feel a little bit happier. So hopefully that's helped you too. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.